You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Lectures, slides upon slides, stuck at your desk. That's old school. It's time for the modern MBA. Quantic is transforming online education with a world-class student network and interactive mobile-first programs that allow you to learn where and when you want. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. A century-old TB shot could protect against COVID-19, Russia sells its vaccine to more than 10 countries, and the common cold strains testing and supplies. Here's what you should know. Research has found that an old tuberculosis vaccine for newborns protected people over 65 against viral respiratory infections. Some scientists say this suggests that the shot creates a trained innate immune response that rewires the immune system to ward off multiple diseases. Now there's hope that this vaccine could also protect against COVID-19, and there are at least 20 randomized clinical trials underway. Russia has struck deals to sell its COVID-19 vaccine to more than 10 countries, including Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and India, and is in talks with roughly 10 other countries. The shot was approved by Russian authorities in August after small-scale tests on just 76 volunteers had been completed. It began trials on 40,000 volunteers late last month. It will be manufactured and distributed as soon as November, though it will require local regulatory approval before distribution. During lockdowns this spring, the winter flu was a non-event in the southern hemisphere, and the common cold effectively vanished. But now, non-COVID respiratory illnesses are making a comeback, even with social distancing and mask rules still in place. And dealing with all of them is already hampering COVID-19 efforts and putting a strain on supplies. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.